This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be talking to Christy Whitman, author of a new book called The Desire Factor. She's also got several other books, The Art of Having It All and Taming Your Alpha Bitch. Christy has appeared, I think I can say that on the radio. Christy's appeared on the news, on the Today Show, on the Morning Show, on the Hallmark Channel. She's got a great TEDx video about being unlimited. She's a super inspirational speaker, and we'll talk to Christy in our at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment. I am just all about inspiration these days, and as much as I think taking care of yourself from a nutritional standpoint, using nutritional supplements, exercising, dietary strategies are important for good health, there's nothing that trumps the psychological aspect of our being when it comes to being healthy and being well and improving the quality of our life. I was just reading an article this morning from the British Medical Journal, Trends in Suicide During the COVID-19 Epidemic. Quote, as many countries face new stay-at-home restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19, there are concerns that rates of suicide may increase or have already increased. Several factors underpin these concerns, including a deterioration in the population's mental health, a higher prevalence of reported thoughts and behaviors of self-harm among people with COVID-19 problems, accessing mental health services, and evidence suggesting that previous epidemics are associated with a rise in deaths by suicide. And this article goes on to say that preventative action must be taken. And that's really, to me, we have an opportunity here. Yes, craziness is going on in the world, and as many of us can personally attest to, leaving aside the dubious nature of what we're hearing from standard information providers on the news and the media and from health authorities and government, what is clearly beyond doubt is the fact that people, perhaps present company excluded, but the masses of people are freaking out. Mental illness is up, alcoholism is up, unfortunately suicides. What is obvious is the fact that many of us are not handling this current situation as well as we can from a psychological perspective. So whether or not the physical nature of what we're being told is happening is really happening, and I have my doubts, the psychological impact of what is supposedly happening is beyond doubt, which is actually a good thing, because while the physical nature of being controlled by shutdowns, lockdowns, and job losses and business closures and financial and economic impact of what's happening, maybe the viral infections, maybe all of this stuff is inevitable and beyond our control, but from a psychological aspect, we have control. We can be psychologically strong in a world of uncertainty, which in a way, from a moment-to-moment perspective, is not really any more uncertain than it always is. The world is always uncertain. We always live in uncertainty, and the way uncertainty is showing up in the year 2020, or has shown up as the year winds down, or will show up in the year 2021, is more of the same. We always live in this uncertainty, and learning to live with uncertainty is probably the single most important thing we should be focusing on, we should be paying attention to, we should be concentrating on. Think about how liberated we would be if we all would be okay with what's not knowing what's coming up. Even better, what if we could be okay with whatever it is that shows up? What if we could be okay with not knowing what's going to show up? What if we could be okay with whatever it is that shows up? I'm not saying that that's going to be easy, but it is certainly something to strive for. How much of our time is spent just coping with being alive? If we could be okay with the inevitable uncertainty or the inevitable crap, physicists call it entropy, that happens. Entropy happens, as the bumper sticker says. This is what religion gives us when it's at its best. This is what it gives us. It gives us a sense of certainty. It gives us a sense of hope. It's why really smart people who are too intelligent to believe in woo-woo or in God or in what they can't see with their eyes or understand with their brains are some of the most miserable people you'll ever meet. This is why Jesus says in the book of Matthew, you have to be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. I was listening to an interview with Steve Colbert, a comedian, the Daily Show guy. I think it's the Daily Show, some show on TV. I don't even know. I don't really watch TV, but Steve Colbert, I know he's a comedian. He's got a night show, and he talks. I was listening to an interview where he talks about telling jokes that no one laughs at, bombing. Comedians call it a bomb. He says in the interview that the best advice he was ever given when he started his career was to learn to love the bomb. He said, it's not about surviving when the joke doesn't go well, or maybe we'll get him next time, but rather it's about breathing in. This is literally what he says in the interview. It's about breathing in and actually loving the bomb, loving that moment of failure. Not that that's easy, but that has to be our job. That has to be what we have to strive for. Loving the inevitable crap that's going to show up in our life. Not that that's easy, but somehow appreciating it for what it's worth. And yes, it may sound trite, it may sound cliche, but it's a way to have a powerful life. It's just as important as vitamin C. It's just as important as Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's just as important as exercise. Yes, we have to strengthen our immune system with breathing and eating correctly and supplementing and working out. But equally important is, and you're not going to get this from the medical model, by the way. You're not going to get this from the talking head spokespeople on TV or part of the government or part of the media, supposedly authorities on how we take care of ourselves. But it's equally important as anything you're going to hear from the medical model or from me in terms of nutrition is that we have to be psychologically strong. And this crisis that's going on in the world today is an opportunity to exercise our psychological muscles. Read self-help books. Every day, read self-help books. There, Christy Whitman's TEDx talk on being unlimited, his should be, if you're feeling any stress, that should be required listening or required watching, her TEDx talk on being unlimited. Christy Whitman, Google it. And we'll talk to her about it later today at the bottom of the hour. Communicate with like-minded people. Communicate with positive people. Spend time with positive people. Don't watch the news. Don't watch the news. There's nothing important you need to hear on the news. Maybe the local news for the weather, but certainly not politics and how many people have died and how many people are hospitalized and what the latest lockdown and shutdown and the Trumpian or Biden thing that's going on in the world. It doesn't help us. It doesn't serve us. We have to learn to control our minds, to control the information that goes into our minds, just like we control the food that goes into our body. And we can treat what's going on in the world today as an opportunity to become mentally, psychologically, and emotionally and and spiritually strong and powerful. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Christy Whitman. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Christy Whitman about being unlimited. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment. Christy Whitman, the author of a new book, The Desire Factor, and also The Art of Having It All and Taming Your Alpha Bitch, will be with us. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about limitation and living an unlimited life with Christy Whitman. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a moment. So we've been talking about fat burning. Actually, we've been talking about choline and fat metabolism, but really these things are fat burners. If you get a fat-burning supplement or a fat-absorption supplement or a fat metabolism supplement, a supplement from the health food store that helps your body deal with fats, you'll probably find choline in it. You'll probably find methionine in it. You'll probably find betaine in it. You may even find niacin in it, because niacin has got some interesting fat-burning properties. And all of these are not just good for fat-burning. They're not just good for fat absorption, fat malabsorption issues, for helping you deal with fats. They're also important for the prevention of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease affects 100 million Americans. I've always been fascinated with the term non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The reason they call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is to distinguish it from alcoholic fatty liver disease. Which means that 100 million Americans are dealing with liver problems that you used to have to be an alcoholic to have. Nowadays, one out of three of us has it, just because of the way we eat, just because of our supplementation or lack of supplementation, and also the toxicity that we put into our bodies. And that includes toxicity, unintentional toxicity, and it actually includes intentional toxicity, because prescription drugs will lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because the liver is stressed out by prescription drugs. Maybe not one prescription drug, but if you're taking 2 or 3 or 5 or 10, and some people are taking 15 of them, the odds are pretty good you're going to be messing up your liver. And if you're drinking alcohol on top of that, you're almost certainly going to have fatty liver disease. And if you're deficient in choline, it's going to make it even worse. So if you want to protect your liver and you want to help your body deal with fats, if you have any fat malabsorption problems, make sure you're taking choline or eating choline-containing foods, eggs, legumes, organ meats. Make sure you're using betaine. You get betaine HCl in your ultimate enzymes. And it's probably a good idea to start using some methylating agents, and we're going to be talking about this whole process of methylation, especially as it regards something called an MTHFR deficiency. I know a lot of you guys have heard about MTHFR deficiencies. They're kind of a big deal, although they're totally misunderstood. They're not really a big deal, but they're made into a big deal, MTHFR deficiencies, and there's very simple strategies that you can use to deal with an MTHFR deficiency if you've been told that you have one. We will talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. We'll continue talking about methylation and supplementing for fat malabsorption and for fatty liver disease in the coming Bright Side, on the coming Bright Side on coming Bright Side episodes. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Lee in New Jersey. Lee, what's up, man? You never call me.
Pharmacist Ben, how are you?
What a pleasure to talk to you. On the radio. We talk. You and I talk a lot.
Yes, I've been trying to get on the radio to talk to you for a while, just in front of your listeners, because to express such a profound amount of gratitude for everything you do day in and day out, when I think about the first time I heard your philosophy and I heard your strategies and just your personality and your selfless way, I was struck, and now I not only healed myself, but I have the ability to help other people heal themselves.
That's awesome, Lee.
It's a complete 180 degrees from where I was. And I'll just say quickly, in 2015, I was fraught with diseases, both physically and some emotional, mental, and I was at my wit's end. But something I learned from Tony Robbins was that questions are the answers sometimes. Always questions are the answers.
Love that.
So I kept asking, what can I do? I kept asking, and I also adopted the belief that God puts the cure or the medicine, so to speak, in the world before the ailment.
That's awesome.
With that belief and that strategy, quest for the answer, I kept digging and I kept digging, and eventually I healed all my digestive ailments and any emotional problems that I had. And now people come to me to ask me for help.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration. You inspire me. That's awesome. I love what you just said about how you adopted the belief. Most people don't adopt beliefs. They have beliefs, or beliefs are given to them, or implanted, or injected into them. But you actually motivated to adopt a belief, to actually do it proactively. What? Say again?
That's the power of desperation.
Uh-huh. I got it. Sometimes you have to hit bottom, right?
When you've been toyed with by the medical model for so long, and you don't see results. My sister has Crohn's disease. They took out her ileum. And if I had the information then that I had now, I think maybe she could have saved the organ. But that's in the past. But I don't want that to happen to anyone ever again, because it doesn't have to.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Lee. You inspired me. I'm sure you inspired other people too. And that's the best thing we can do with our lives, is we can be inspirational for other people. Thank you so much, Lee. Have a beautiful day, buddy.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Take care, my man. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, that's super cool. That's the best thing and the most important thing we could do, is be inspirational to others. As we inspire others, we'll inspire ourselves. And don't forget, inspiration means in spirit. You're putting spirit inside other people, and you're putting spirit inside yourself. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate that very much. Truth Raider, what's going on, man?
Good morning, sir. Well, unfortunately, it's the opposite for me.
Uh-oh.
I do my best all the time to promote. I do my best all the time to promote you and the program, the True Treatment System, the Longevity products. It's right there. You can correct things. It's easy. All you have to do is follow this, take some of this, add this, slowly bring it into your life, and I guess I'm putting pearls before swine, because it unfortunately doesn't happen to me. I mean, I can't sell $1.50. But I do my best. I always...
Do you find yourself, you're getting better as you share things? Do you find that you're getting more powerful and more able to handle things in your life as you share?
Well, yeah, I do, but for some reason, it goes in one ear and out the other for most people.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You just keep going, because you're getting better. Truth Raider, you're becoming a better person as you do that. So keep doing it. So eventually somebody it'll click with somebody, it'll catch with somebody. But in the meantime, you're becoming a better person as you're giving and as you're sharing.
Yeah, teaching
is the best way to learn. Do you know that?
Right.
Teaching is the best way to learn. Any good teacher, it becomes a learner. As you're teaching, you're learning. As I do this radio program every day, I get smarter and smarter just by talking about stuff. So never, never give up. Don't worry about the results. Don't be attached to the results. You just keep sharing.
Right. Broccoli beef. I wanted to slip that in there. Broccoli beef.
What is broccoli beef? What is that?
Broccoli with beets.
Oh, broccoli with beets. Two power foods, truly. Truly. I love beets. Did you say peas or beets? Spell. I think you're saying peas or beets, but I can't tell. But they're both good. Thanks, Truth Raider. Got to go, man. Have a beautiful day. Christy Whitman coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got videos and blog posts and news stories, lots of good health information on all our websites, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And please take a look at our True Skin Health products. Make ideal Christmas gifts. They're all formulated. They all have been formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and for folks dealing with skin diseases, for preventing post-surgical scarring. We repurpose them as beauty products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. TruthTreatments.com. Check out our over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. TruthTreatments.com for our products. They're all, we've got Black Friday, or we've got Christmas specials. We had a Black Friday special. And also TruthReviewed.com for our four- and five-star reviews. All right, I am really excited to have our guest on. Christy Whitman is an inspirational powerhouse, and her TEDx talk is required listening for anybody who's feeling less than unbelievably unlimited and powerful. It's entitled You and Your Life Are Unlimited. Her books, her new book is The Desire Factor. She also has two other books, The Art of Having It All and Taming Your Alpha Bitch. And she is majorly inspirational. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Christy Whitman. Hey, Christy.
Thank you, Ben. What an introduction. I hope I,
you're doing some seriously. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read your books, but I got on the internet and I saw the TED Talk, and I'm going to be listening to this every morning. It is so unbelievably important and powerful. You and Your Life Are Unlimited. I've been saying this for that's what our message is on The Bright Side, about how much power we have and that we don't know we have. But I was really intrigued by how you juxtapose the old way of looking at things and the new way of looking at things. So can you talk a little bit about that, the old way we look at the world culturally and individually versus the new way?
Absolutely. So most of us were raised and, you know, programmed and conditioned to think that if I want to be happy or if I want to be successful or whatever we're ultimately wanting to feel, then I have to go do something, get something, attract something, accomplish something. So it's a very outside-in approach. If I want to feel successful, I have to go either make more money or buy a bigger car or, you know, better car or have a bigger house or have more, you know, accomplishments after my title of my name. And when I get that, then I'll feel. But the problem is that most of us have accomplished those things, do make more money, get the promotion, get the bigger house, and we're still left feeling like, okay, that wasn't it. So maybe it's more money that I need to go get, or maybe it's not that wife. Maybe I need to get a different wife, or maybe I need to have another child, or maybe I have to go get another degree. So it's always this rat race of more, 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 and we're always left feeling like, why am I not fulfilled? Why am I not satisfied? And the reason is because it's not an outside-in approach. It needs to be an inside-out approach. So if we identify what we're wanting to experience, whether it's fulfillment or a new level of comfort or success or security or freedom, we need to feel what that feels like first.
Wow.
And have that become what we align with as an energy. Because then we can take momentum, we take action steps, we declare what we do desire, and then move in that direction. But now we're already feeling what we want to feel.
And isn't it true that we want the feeling anyway? We don't necessarily want the thing, we want the feel. That's what we're looking for.
We want the feeling, and of course, the thing is nice, right? You want to drive the car, you want to live in the house, you want to have the partner. That also is what we're after. So it's not just one or the other, it's both and. But having the thing without the feeling leaves us feeling empty. And then there's also that, well, I could feel happy all day long, or I could feel successful all day long, but why am I not accomplishing anything? Why am I driving this old jalopy? Or why am I living in this, you know, apartment when I want to buy a house? Or whatever it is. So because we're not just simple beings, I mean, we're physical beings, but we're also energy beings. So it's both and. And
do you,
that's, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you think it sounds so easy, but why is it that people can't just feel things first? Why is it that we have such resistance to that?
Yeah, we've been conditioned to not feel. I mean, think about it. When you were a little boy and when I was a little girl, I was told, oh, that's crazy. Don't feel that way. Or my grandmother would say, don't be angry. You're acting like your father. Or don't do this. Little girls don't do that. So we get all of these rules and roles on top of ourselves. Instead of just being able to feel what we want to feel, let it process through us. Because when you really actually understand energy and our whole entire consciousness of what energy is and how we express energy, our emotions are really big because it has a high intensified vibration that goes out into the universe. But most of us shut down our emotions. We smoke or drink or shop or gamble or, you know, all these things to avoid, eat sugar, drink tons of coffee, all these things to avoid actually what's going on inside of ourselves to actually feel. And the thing that most people don't understand is that when you're suppressing lower level emotions such as fear and anxiety and, you know, worry and frustration and sadness, you're also suppressing the higher energies of appreciation and love and gratitude. It's not one or the other. It's a full spectrum. So that's why so many people have a hard time connecting with the energy of joy and feeling that, because they're not fully allowing themselves to feel all their emotions.
And so if you don't feel all your emotions, you're going to be limiting the good ones too.
Yes, exactly. If anybody takes anything away from what we're talking about here, that is the biggest thing, is that just by eating too much food or drinking too much alcohol because you're avoiding negative emotions, you don't want to feel the fear and then process it because you don't know how, most people don't know how, then you're also limiting the joy that you can feel or the success or the abundance or whatever it is that you're wanting to feel, a freedom, security.
Do you think negative emotions or lower level emotions, as you say, will dissipate if they're felt, or will they just, if you feel them, this is what I think people are afraid of, they'll just keep feeling it if they feel it. They won't go away.
Yeah, so that's the misconception, and I used to have that too, because I would have a therapist say, well, you need to feel your anger, and I'd be like, oh, if I feel my anger, I'm going to turn into the green monster, the Hulk, and I'm never coming back.
Right.
And that's what people are afraid of, because they don't understand what their emotions are. Their emotions are just energy. And so, yes, if you, here's a caveat to that. Our mind, our thoughts are very connected to our emotions. And what most people do if they start to feel their, say, anger or their fear, they then get their mind involved, and the mind talks about or reminds them of why they're justified in feeling the anger. So it's like this amplification of thoughts and emotions. And what needs to happen is an isolation of just feeling the emotions and then feeling and letting the energy pulsate out. It takes 90 seconds to literally process an emotion.
I love that.
As long as you don't connect the mind. You don't have to go, oh, you don't have to identify it. You don't have to tell a story about it. You don't have to describe it. Just feel the emotion. Let it flow out. And then choose the energy of how you do want to feel. You could say, okay, I'm done with the anger. I now want to be back in a place of compassion or love or joy.
Have you heard of Jill Bolte Taylor?
Of course, yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Got it. Cool. Because she talked about the 90 seconds, too. All right, so when we come back, Christy, I want to talk about superpowers. I love that idea, that we have superpowers. That's such a cool concept. We got Christy Whitman on The Bright Side, her books, The Desire Factor, and also The Art of Having It All, Taming Your Alpha, and also Taming Your Alpha Bitch. Christy Whitman, more on The Bright Side right after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Christy Whitman. Her website is ChristyWhitman.com, and that's ChristyWhitman, ChristyWhitman.com. Her new book is The Desire Factor. Definitely want to talk about that, Christy. But before we get into that, tell us about superpowers and what you mean by that.
Well, each person has these powers that connect us to our divine, so beyond ourselves as our, you know, as I talked about it in the TED Talk and also in my book, Quantum Success, that who we know ourselves to be, who we actually, all the life that we've lived, and all of our imprints, all of our stories of triumph and perceived failure, everything, is only 4% of who we really are. And the 96% is really the divine that's breathing us. It's the one that's beating our heart without us even having to do that. And so when we start to tap into our superpowers, we are then in connection, we're fusing with that broader part of us. So we're not just doing life from the 4%, we're literally living life from our 100%. And so those superpowers starts with, and most people don't even think about this, our ability to choose faith. And faith, not from a religious perspective, but faith in that there's something bigger, broader, that knows what you want, that knows how to, all the solutions to the perceived problem, all the, you know, the outcomes to the perceived challenges. It's got everything, every need that we have, it's already being met in a energetic place before we as a human being can even know it. And so there's this place of, well, I don't see it, therefore it's not here, therefore it's not real. But when we practice the first superpower of faith, then knowing that something bigger is looking out for us and that it wants more than we even want for ourselves, we can choose faith in what we want instead of what we don't and what we're afraid of. So faith is the first superpower that we have as human beings, and we can't go get more faith. We're practicing faith all the time, either faith in what we don't want or faith in what we do want. And that's like, what super, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like worry is negative prayer.
Yes, exactly. So worry, fear, doubt, frustration. If we are constantly feeling that as a emotion, we are focused in lack, which never feels good. So, you know, in Course in Miracles, it talks about there's really only two primary emotions. There's fear and there's love.
Right.
Where does the fear come from? We have to dig deeper. The fear comes from a perception of lack, of disconnection, of separateness. And when we have that superpower of faith that we are connected, that it's not just me trying to pay the bills or trying to figure out the problems, that there's something that's breathing me that loves me and adores me and you, each one of us, or we wouldn't be here, and that we have the ability through our own free will and choice to choose where are we putting our focus, on what we want or what we don't want.
That's awesome. You know, we talk about on the bright side, we talk about the parasympathetic nervous system versus the sympathetic nervous system, and that's kind of like the fear and love that you're talking about. The primal dichotomy is
right.
This idea, and we can operate from either perspective. Is it volitional or are we programmed?
Well, it's both. I mean, it's not just one or the other. I mean, most of us were, say, if you have religious beliefs and that I was raised Catholic, nothing wrong with the Catholic religion. But for me, what I interpreted, now it wasn't necessarily what I was sat down and told, but what I interpreted is that there was this God thing outside of me and that like Santa Claus, if I was bad, I was going to get, you know, a coal. And if I was good, then I was going to go to heaven. There was this promise of like, in this life, you better be good because then you'll be promised heaven. Or if you're bad, you're going to be with the pitchfork guy. And, you know, so it was like this thing was outside of me judging me. And then I felt like, well, I already messed up, right? So I might as well go be a bad girl because I've already screwed up. So I'm going to pitchfork place anyways. So it was this perception of, you know, this is what was ingrained in me. And it took me a while to realize that, wait, this God thing, this thing that almighty power creator, it's everywhere within everyone. It's life. It's within me. It's not outside sitting on a cloud, sitting there with a pad of paper judging me. It's within you, within me, within crystals, within plants, within animals. It's in the space between all the physical, and it's in and under all the physical. It's everything everywhere. And when we understand that, then we feel a connection to something that's, we're in the oneness of it instead of separate from it. And that's just what our conditioning has been, is that we're separate from this thing and that we've got to prove ourselves in order to be loved.
Is that the core of all our problems, would you say? Is that we feel disconnected?
Separateness, consciousness, lack consciousness, perceiving that we don't have enough, we're not enough, we're not deserving enough, we're not worthy enough, we're not valuable enough, we don't have what it takes to do the things that we want to, like I wrote about in the Desire Factor. If you receive a desire for anything, it doesn't matter if you want to move to Wyoming or get a fabulous, you know, fashion purse or find the love of your life, whatever your desire is, that desire, unless it's harmful to you or somebody else, came from a higher place. And as we practice faith, that came from the giver. I'm the receiver. I'm co-creating with this divine, and that I'm worthy to have my life be full of fun and joy, and I'm here to thrive and to feel good, then we can take the actions that we need to take in this physical world with knowing that that desire already exists in a realm. It's already all the steps have already been laid out. I just need to follow those steps and my desires will manifest.
How does that fit into what you said? You said something really cool in your video. You said we're not living life. Life is living us. Can you connect that up to what you just said about desire?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are all created and uniquely created from the divine. And our individual consciousness was created out of the divine consciousness. And so in order to have life, that life is our life partner. It's leading us. Instead of us being disconnected from it, if we open up to it, our life is literally guiding us. That life is our life partner. If we're breathing, we have that in us. We have that energy. And that is guiding us if we allow it to. But most people are shut down to it.
How can we use what you're saying to deal with all the stuff that's going on in the world today? in terms of viruses and sicknesses and fear and shutdowns and all the Sturm und Drang that's going on in the world. How can we use your wisdom?
The politics and the protesting.
Yeah,
and
all of that.
Exactly.
All of that.
Okay, so here's the thing. We have control, truly. We have influence, only five things in our lives, and none of them are outside of ourselves. What they are is our own consciousness, and to break that down is, number one, what we say, our words. Words have extreme power. I mean, it says in the Bible, in the beginning there was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, the words that we choose to say will create thoughts, and those thoughts create our perspective, which then creates our emotions, which then, you know, we either take action on something or we don't. But our words are the first part of it. And I created a whole series called Watch Your Words, and you would absolutely love it, Ben. It's a 30-day video series. They're like 2-3-minute videos where it tells you each and every day the word or phrase that most people say, why it's harming them and pulling down their vibration, causing them to be in lack and, of course, then feel bad, and what to say instead. So, for example, during the pandemic, which obviously is still going on, and during the first lockdown, I heard celebrities and athletes and next-door neighbors, everybody saying, oh, I miss getting a pedicure. I miss playing sports. I miss going to dinner with my husband. I miss seeing my friends.
Mm.
And when we say I miss something, we may miss it. But when we say that and our perspective is there, we feel bad.
The lack.
But the lack, exactly. So instead, shifting and saying, like, I would catch myself going, oh, I miss going to dinner. And I'd say, wait, no, I am so looking forward to going to dinner. It's a very different perspective.
Yeah.
And that even brought me into, ooh, when the restaurants open up again, where would I, of all the restaurants in Scottsdale, Arizona, where would I want to go? I want to go to Mastro's. And then it became like, ooh, what would I wear? Who would I go with? Would it be just with my husband, or do I want to go with friends?
Wow.
You know, and then it becomes very creative instead of, I can't go.
Give us another one.
Husband.
Give us another one. We only have about 30 seconds. Give us another one.
I can't afford. The minute you say, I can't afford or can't do anything, you shut down the creative energy. Instead, that's not a financial priority for me right now. I'd love to do it, but you're still keeping the energy open. So it's our words, our thoughts, our perspectives, our emotions, and the actions are all the things that we can control.
That is awesome, Christy. Thank you so, so much for your work, and thank you for being on The Bright Side. Please hold on the line. I want to say goodbye to you. Don't hang up.
Perfect.
Thank you, Christy. ChristyWhitman.com. Her book is The Desire Factor. And The Art of Having It All, and also Taming Your Alpha Bitch. Super, super inspirational. Please check out her TED Talk. It is absolutely stunning. You and your life are unlimited. Thanks, Christy Whitman, for being on The Bright Side. And that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.